This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Bob hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Varitek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
What can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddies.
Welcome to Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. I'm Brian Shack, along with co-host John Senecal. This is episode 197. John, how's it going?
Oh man, Brian, it's going. I've had quite the last few days up in the Boston area, and actually, I just got a text, and it looks like it's getting a little bit better for me. I could tell you a quick story if you want to hear.
Yeah, please go ahead.
All right, so last week, I was at an event for Boston Magazine. 150th most influential people, and my boss, who owns a company, was one of them. That being said, I parked in a parking garage, went up and did the event, got back down to my parking garage to go in the car, and I thought I couldn't find my keys. I'm ripping all my bags apart. I got a gear and equipment. I'm dressed in a suit, sweating gravy. Can't find my keys. I rip everything apart. It's dark, so I'm like, I must have left them upstairs somewhere. They must have fallen out. So I'm like, I don't want to go back upstairs with all my equipment. I'm sweating, so I'm going to just throw it under the car. I'm just going to push it underneath the car. I'm in the parking garage. All along, I'm saying to myself, this is not a good idea, John. Don't do it. Don't do it. So I go upstairs, look for the keys, no keys. So I'm like, all right, I got to go back downstairs. I'll figure this out. Walk back downstairs, three bags under the car, only two bags remain. Tripod bag, gone, all right? Gone, just gone, okay? So I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. I'm like, this is not good, right? So I'm like kind of freaking out. I see there's a security camera right above the car. So I'm like, all right, at least there's on camera, but the chances of finding it, it's 9 o'clock at night, blah, 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 whatever. I just let it be. I call the next day, leave some messages, bunch of different messages, nothing, phone tag.
How did you leave with no key?
Oh, I eventually found, actually, no, I took the train back to my room, back to the office, got back to the office where it was light and literally ripped all my stuff apart and found my keys in a crease of my bag, right? Got back in the train, went back to the parking garage, get the car, drive back. Anyways, phone tag, all this other stuff. I'm like wondering where this might be. I get a call message this morning that they found my tripod, the security at the place.
Where was it?
I don't know. I haven't returned the call. I literally just got the text. So I gotta go. I gotta figure this out. So somewhere, someone either took it thinking they like were doing me a favor, right? And like someone left this here, I'm gonna return it. Or my thought is someone took it saw it and was like, once they opened it, was like, what the hell is this thing? Like, what am I going to do?
They took the least valuable bag too.
Yeah, that's the best part. They took the least valuable bag. So I think they might have just dumped it in the parking garage somewhere maybe and just threw it in the corner or whatever. But the good news is I think it's coming back to me, but I got a story to tell. And again, like for you listeners out there, if in the back of your mind says don't do it, don't do it because it's always going to end bad for you.
How much does a tripod cost?
Well, that's a good question, Brian. This particular tripod was probably around 10 grand.
10 grand?
Yeah, it's a news broadcast tripod. It's like 20 years old, but it's one of those ones.
I thought like $300. So no. It's not like baby formula. You can't really flip a tripod.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like someone grabbed that and was like, oh, what the hell do I have here? Now, granted, yes, there are tripods that are like $300. They can go all the way up to like 15 grand, but these are like news tripods. Like you can literally throw these things against the wall. They're not going to break and they last. Like case in point, it's like over 20 years old, but we shall see.
The guy actually stumbled on something that was valuable, but there's no way he could monetize it because who are you going to sell it to?
Never mind the computer and the camera, the $5,000 camera and all that other stuff that was under there. They took the wrong thing, but hopefully I'm getting it back and I have a story to tell and a lesson learned, John, a lesson learned.
That's funny. Although, yeah, I mean, it makes you even more cautious, which is a bummer, but it's the way the world works. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This is Fan Base, a deep dive in the greatest rivalry in sports. All right, this is the rundown for today. We're going to do a little bit of update on our teams. Then we'll get into this Juan Soto lazy player into Rafi Devers. And then we'll talk a little bit about some new technology that might be in baseball pretty soon and whether we like it or not. And then we'll end with trying to move this Hall of Fame bad boy conversation to the next generation of bad boys. And we're not even talking about Bonds and Clemens. We're talking players playing now who could be borderline, who the Hall of Fame might have some challenges deciding on. So I look forward to that conversation. Let's start with your team. Where are you today? How you feel as of we're taping here on Tuesday, May the 20th.
Yeah, so Tuesday, May the 20th, the Yankees were off on Monday, off day of the week. The Yankees are looking good. They come off a good series win against the Mets. And Cody Bellinger has raised his average about 70 points in the last 2 weeks. He seems to be hitting a lot better, staying on the ball better. You know, I was excited about Dominguez. He's still plugging along. You know, we'll see. We'll see. Judge is doing Judge things. If Bellinger can hit behind him, things are going to keep going good for Judge with Goldschmidt and Ben Rice ahead of him and Belly behind him.
Well, they got the best run differential in baseball. So the pitching's obviously been – offense is good. I don't think they're like the top, but the runs allowed – I mean, it seems like they're really, really balanced.
Yeah, they're a balanced team. I mean, the pitching is doing what it needs to do. The bullpen is very solid. I think, you know, Devin Williams has kind of accepted his role right now. I think as the season goes, it might change, but, you know, hats off to, like, you know, again, these players, they accept their role. Like Luke Weaver could have been a complainer about it. You know, Devin Williams came in, took the closer role, and now Luke Weaver's the closer. So no complaining, no drama in Yankee land, as far as I can tell. And they keep plugging along.
You know, with the Red Sox, it's a much different story, obviously. But you know, we've talked ad nauseum about they lead the league in one-run losses. If they had won half of those one-run losses, they'd be right in the mix for the wild card. But the problem now, and people laugh at me because it's only May, but they have five teams in front of them for the wild card. So it's not – I don't pay attention so much in games behind because 2.5 doesn't feel like a lot. But to make up a full game on the top, you really need like to win and have the other four kind of lose. Like it's more difficult because of the number of teams in front of them. And I think that they really need to get over this hump of like they flirt with 500 or they get two games over, then they lose three straight. Like they need to separate themselves a little bit from mediocrity if they're going to make a move here, because if they have another 2 weeks like they've had the last 2 weeks, they're going to be five games out with seven teams in front of them, and they could be in June thinking like it's going to be hard to get close. So I mean, I honestly, there's not a lot to get excited about. They had a nice win over the Mets on Monday night. Chapman didn't blow up, but I don't know. I'm very, very apathetic right now. I've listened to tons of talk radio, read tons of stuff. I am down on this we can transition to Soto and Devers, because this whole way Devers has been handled is bums me out. I'm not sure Cora is as great as everyone thinks. And, you know, between the Mets and how they're dealing with Soto and the Red Sox and how they do with Devers, it makes me feel like the lunatics are running the asylum. Like, these managers are afraid to talk to these guys that make $30, $40, and $50 million. They don't want to give them bad news. And the managers basically got no juice. And if you don't have juice in the clubhouse, it's really hard to be good. Because even though these are grown-ass men, they need leadership. They do. And they need to have some discipline in their life. And I feel like the Red Sox don't have that. And I got to point my finger to Cora. And the same with the Mets. The manager, like, you can get into the what's going on with Soto. But basically, against the Yankees and now against the Red Sox, he did stuff that doesn't look good in terms of hustle. And they don't say anything to him.
Yeah, well, I mean, they said they were going to address it with him, but let's start with the Red Sox and Devers. I mean, obviously, I think this first base drama is past. I think it's past. Maybe it will get revisited further down the road if what they're trying to do now isn't working. You know, Christian Campbell is taking a lot of grounders at first base in practice. He hasn't officially played the position. A lot of people are excited here in Boston because that means that opens up a position for Marcelo Mayer to probably come up, and maybe Story goes to second, Mayer short, but Mayer is playing second base in AAA right now. Obviously,
well, Anthony, then, so you bring up Mayer, he plays second, because I think he would play second if Campbell goes to first, and I think that's obvious, but then what about Roman Anthony? Doesn't he deserve a call?
Well, he does, but I don't know how they solve that unless Mayer doesn't come up and Rafaela comes in and plays second base or shortstop, and then Anthony comes up and plays outfield. I just don't see how they can do that with what they got. I feel like both of them can't come up, I guess is what I'm saying. Only right. One of them's going to come up. But you know, the Devers drama obviously got to the point where the owner of the team had to go see him about it, and apparently Devers just said that's in the past. Now, granted, his bat is hot right now. He's playing very well, and he had a big game, walk-off homer of his career over the weekend. So that helps quell the rumors. But if they can't find someone to play first base adequately, and they're still in it, and they can't get out there in the trade market like a Rhys Hoskins or something, I don't know. I really don't know. I think they're just going to have to eventually force him to do it.
Well, because if you don't find a replacement that's respectable, it actually hurts the team, him not doing it. We've been over this 100 times.
Yeah.
But it's certainly not a topic that people are jawboning like they
but
were.
But I feel like that drama is dying down. The Soto drama is the big stuff right now.
What's your hot take on that?
Well, if you watch the series over the weekend with the Yankees, you know, the Sunday Night Baseball, eighth inning, you know, the game had not been blown open yet by the Yankees, and he hits a ground ball that DJ has to die for, and he's walking out of the box. He's literally like walking, like he doesn't care. So obviously that touches off a whole bunch of stuff. You know, he was only friendly with the Yankee players over the weekend. And Mike Francesa comes out and says the real reason he's only a Met is because his family wanted it. He wanted to be a Yankee all along, and that he soured grapes, and that, you know, he clearly is not happy in Flushing, Queens. But I mean, listen, you got 14 more years of this stuff, buddy. You're not going to get traded, you know, so you're going to have to figure it out. Listen, it's not a good look when you're technically the highest paid player in baseball other than Ohtani, and you're not running out ground balls. I mean, what does that say?
He hit a wall ball at Fenway on Monday night and didn't come out of the box, and he halfway up the wall. Yeah, and should have.
And it wasn't a moonshot, Brian. That was like a line drive. Like a lot of people, like the manager came out, Mendoza came out and said, "Oh, well, he thought it was gone." Come on now.
Yeah.
That was not gone off the bat. He's not happy. You can tell he's not having the time of his life like he was before. He's just not, which is weird because Alonso's playing really great behind him. So he should be hitting better and playing better. But
the bottom line is, this is where these guys lose me. Because if you want to get paid $50 million, I don't give a crap how he feels. Ultimately, he made the decision. Ultimately, I know he's young. And again, like, I didn't even have a job with healthcare until I was 26. I mean, like, I couldn't balance my freaking checkbook. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't get out of debt until I met my wife. You know, I mean, it's like, I couldn't manage my life. At the same time, these guys are forced to grow up quicker. He made the decision. He signed his name. So I have zero empathy for him that he somehow regrets his decision. Zero. And if he can't get his act together, then he's not, you know, mentally tough enough to be great. I really, honestly, I bet in 3 months he'll have settled down and found a peaceful place, and he'll be fine. That's my prediction. But I could give two craps about this guy having some regrets about where he signed, because don't tell me you're powerless in these things.
He's not doing himself any favors, though. He backed out of being mic'd up for ESPN. Like, he's opening himself to the critics. And then you got talk radio guys saying he's not flying with the team, which he is. Like, come on. Like, they're literally grabbing at anything now to
sure,
to discredit this guy. Listen, and beat him down.
Radio, dumpster fires are way better than lilies. You know what I mean? Like, let's be honest. So, like, they want trouble. It's the same in New York. It's the same in Boston, Chicago. Like, the markets that really give a crap, they want problems because that makes for good media.
No Soto shuffle anymore, they're saying. He hasn't been doing it, which I didn't even notice until I said it. I was like, yo, he hasn't been doing it. That's interesting.
Yeah, but it's also he's on a really good team. I mean, they're fun, and the Mets, I don't know. I have zero empathy, so I don't care. And I like the Mets. I was kind of rooting for the Mets, but it's the same thing with Devers. Like, I like the Red Sox, but I find myself kind of not. It's hard to root for Devers, even though I love walk-offs and he's a great hitter. I don't know. There's just something about it that bugs me to the point where it makes me like the team less. And I don't know if that's how Mets fans feel. I don't have a beat on. A pulse on that. So
he's not doing himself any favors, that's for sure.
He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Chackman. This is episode 197 of Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. You sent me a piece that they're starting to do automated technology to monitor a check swing.
Yeah, so starting today, they're going to be doing it in the South, in the Single A Florida State League. They're going to be doing it using the same system that they use to track balls and strikes, called the Hawkeye system. So they're going to be doing it now. And it's an exploratory thing, and it's a little kind of convoluted. So let me read to you what it says as far as what a check swing will be considered. The decision will be made based on whether the bat head is ahead of the knob by more than 45 degrees, matching the first baseline for a right-handed hitter and the third baseline for a left-handed hitter. Short of 45 degrees will be called a no swing. Team will be made allowed to make a challenge until it is has one unsuccessful challenge. A video of the Hawkeye determination of maximum batting will be showing on the ballpark video board. So basically the same thing as the ball and strike system, but it's going to be based on an angle 45 degrees more or less based on the bat knob and the angle of the to first base or third baseline.
So are you in favor?
Well, you know, the technically, there really is no definition of what a check swing is in the Major League Baseball book.
Broke your wrist, right? That was
there. Really, technically, isn't an actual definition. A lot of people say if it breaks your wrist, if it crosses the plane of the plate out into the field of play. But you know, we've all seen it a zillion times be blown both directions, not in check swing and check swing. So I feel like this will give the opportunity to take that all away. That being said, now, where you stand in the box, I think, is going to be a big difference. Most players stand way back in the box, which draws your line from the base path, baseline, down first or third different.
Changes the angle. Yeah.
Changes the angle. So that's going to have to be compensated. Also, you know, probably the width of the stance and all that. So a lot of things, I think, to be worked out. But this is why they tried it in the minors. They tried it in the Arizona Fall League last year, and it seemed to work okay. So now they're going to try it live in the minor leagues, which, if you look at how the MLB players union contract works out, it's through the 2026 season, which is actually obviously next year. So if you get this stuff in the minor leagues this year, you can start to think about, oh, it works. So let's start to try to write this stuff into the players union contracts coming forward. So that, I feel like that's what's coming, you know, the ball and strike challenge system, and then maybe this kind of thing, because let's be honest, that's the stuff that can really change games. The umpires are terrible this year. They really are with the balls and strikes. They're not good.
Yeah, I'm so torn on it because I think of all the basketball I watched, and all these call challenges really change the flow of the game in a negative way. And I don't mind a little human error, but now with TV and camera angles and replays, it's harder to swallow for a lot of fans. So I go old school on my instincts, but understand the reason for it. Whatever they adopt, it really can't glaringly change the flow of the game, because baseball is slow enough and the last thing it needs is to be slower. So that's my problem. Like, the pitch clock makes a lot of sense to me, Having a limited amount of challenges makes some sense to me, but is this going to be on a challenge basis or it's going to make the call?
A challenge basis until you lose it. And you, I mean, these are quick. I mean, I don't see it taking more than 2 or 3, 5 seconds to make these calls.
It's cool. Well, we'll find out. So we'll get some data back by the end of the midsummer or whatever. So that's good. Well, no. John Senecal, Brian Chackman, fan base, deep diver to the greatest rivalry in sports. Last item up for a bit. I want to spin that conversation forward a little bit from Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe being reinstated. Because, again, let's be simple about it. They were lifetime bans. Rose is dead, so they lifted the ban. Now, the Hall of Fame question will come up, I think, what, in 2026? But you brought up an awesome point that I think deserves some conversation is take somebody who's playing now who got dinged for PED, so like didn't deny it, right, but got caught, served a penalty, and then went back to playing. And specifically, you're talking about Fernando Tatis Jr., who isn't, in my opinion, as it stands, a Hall of Famer right now. But if he plays out another 5 to 7 years, I don't know, the way he's produced, he could be in the conversation, right? So what do you think?
So, you know, when this whole thing came out, obviously you can talk all you want about the accolades of Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe, but automatically I thought about the steroid users, because that has been a debate for a long time. And automatically you think of Bonds, Clemens, McGuire, Palmeiro, right? Those guys had an opportunity already in 2023 on the contemporary ballot to get in, and they did not get in. So then I started thinking to myself, what about a player like Fernando Tatis Jr., who's 26 years old, who has six major league seasons, and who got pinched in his third year of professional baseball in 2022? Now, he got pinched for whatever, like the ringworm, or it was a PED. He came out, he owned it. He said he kind of owned it. He said he did it. But that being said, he's 6 years into his career. I mean, most major leaguers, most Hall of Famers play around 15 to 20 years, mostly around 20 years. So I thought to myself, the numbers he has now, if they project out over 20 years, are going to be Hall of Fame numbers if he stays healthy.
You really think so? You think so?
Absolutely. Yeah,
he'll have like 400 home runs as a shortstop.
If he does like a 20-year career and he projects of what he's kind of on pace to do, he's looking at about 3,090 hits, around 2,000 runs, about 575 doubles, almost 700 home runs, about 699. This is the Alex Rodriguez, his fellow PED guy, 699. And around 1,750 RBIs, which are great numbers, right? Really good numbers. But if you think about it, he's 26. 14, 15 years from now, these writers aren't going to be around. These staunch writers that are so against the stuff of, as far as like the Bonds, the Clemens, those guys, they aren't going to be around.
There'll be more empathy toward the – first of all, I don't see him projected as 3,000 hits unless he plays 20.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to have to play 20 years.
You think that the more these writers retire and die off, the more empathetic they're going to be for somebody like Tatis Jr.?
That and the fact that he did it so early in his career, right? He got pinched in his third year of his career. Then he plays 17 more years, 15 more years, and he does it clean, right? If he does it clean, you look at that and you're like, well, you know, he made a mistake. He's a young guy. You know, like, look what he did after the fact. You know, maybe you just wipe out those first 3 years of his career or whatever. And you realize that, you know, maybe he just did make a mistake. So I'm thinking to myself with this stuff with, you know, the culture's changing, the mindset's changing, people disappear, they don't get to vote anymore, they die off, new generations come in. I'm looking at a player like that, and he's really the only one that comes into my head, really, that has been pinched for PEDs.
Yeah, but I think it's a good case study, and we'll timestamp it, and we'll look down the road and revisit it someday, put 197 in your phone, and you know, if we're still doing this in 15 years, we'll be talking about it.
I mean, there'll be a debate, I think, all along about these guys, the Clemens, the Bonds, and those guys, because they were generational players. They changed the game of baseball, be it if MLB enabled it or not. Yeah. There's always going to be that discussion. So I think maybe eventually there's some recognition of them in the Hall of Fame, but I don't know. I just feel like what they did was just so blatant, and it just, you know.
Well, I mean, I've always said, like, if you want to do it, then have a steroid era banner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then just go through it that way. All right, we're done. episode 197 in the books. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This has been Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.